Oh, hi there. My name is Bonnie Lippincott, mom of two. During the transformation into motherhood, I learned I needed to trust my intuition, forgive myself, and know that I'm growing alongside my children. The title, Entry Level Mom, is meant to highlight the obvious. We have no formal training, but everything we need is already within our DNA. This podcast is connected to my book, Entry Level Mom, and the goal is to share honest and vulnerable stories with friends to encourage each other. I hope you enjoy. This is the very first episode of the Entry Level Mom podcast. My kind, amazing, smart friend Janae and I discuss pregnancy prep. She is 20 weeks pregnant, and we discuss building a community, pregnancy symptoms, and exercising for strength. Janae's been my dear friend for 20 years, and we've encouraged each other through each chapter of our lives. It's exciting to witness and celebrate her entering this new chapter. Encouragement is part of the very essence and intent of Entry Level Mom, to uplift through honest and vulnerable conversations with friends. I hope you enjoy listening. Hello. Hi, Janae.
Hey, Fawn.
How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you so much for joining.
It's so different being on somebody else's podcast as a guest where you're not in control of the agenda.
That's right.
It's really nice.
That's great. Yeah, you're the podcast expert. Janae has her own podcast with Amanda Locke called A Wee Bit Obsessed, Harry Potter.
When I say agenda, we don't really have an agenda, but we know what we're doing. It's very easy to read a notebook on live television. But it's very fun to be here with Bonnie supporting her new adventure and amazing book that she's created for everybody.
Thank you so much. So we're going to discuss motherhood and all things focused on motherhood. So Janae, I have an intro for you that you already know about yourself, but
yes, I'd love to hear it though. Let's hear it.
Well, my dear friend Janae and I grew up in the same town. Mm-hmm. We went to middle school and high school together. We were on the varsity swim team. Mm-hmm. Janae continued to swim in college as a D1 swimmer. Again, she has her own podcast. And she's a stepmother of three, or a bonus mom of three amazing boys. And she is pregnant with her first baby right now, as we speak.
I am a little bit pregnant. I'm actually more than a little bit pregnant. And I'm 20 weeks. When I was like 8 weeks, I'm like, I'm just a little pregnant because it doesn't feel quite real yet. But it's starting to feel real because that bump is popping.
She popped. Her bump popped. We were at an apple orchard yesterday. Took some photos of that amazing, gorgeous belly, and she's about halfway.
Halfway. I think the bump plus a food baby makes an even bigger bump.
Mm. Towards the end of the day,
yeah.
It's impressive.
It's there. And next to a pumpkin, it looked really cute.
It did look really cute.
Great photo shoot that Bonnie did for us.
You're welcome.
So, us, meaning baby and I.
So, I do have some questions for you, Janae, about your pregnancy.
Yes.
So, what surprised you about getting or being pregnant?
Nothing surprised me about getting pregnant, I guess. I knew how that worked, right? And that was a fun time. I would say the fragility of early pregnancy, I think I became more cognizant of because of having a miscarriage the first time. I think I really didn't expect it, even though you hear about it all the time, but I feel like a lot of our friends haven't had that experience. And so I think I was surprised that you can get pregnant and then you could lose it and not even really know it. But the getting pregnant part was fun. And then about being pregnant, I would say I didn't know exactly how sick I was going to be with a girl. And I got real sick, which was an adventure. And then also how much blood volume is added to your body. I didn't know that. So I'd say like my heart rate increasing, my body not feeling like my body from a physical strength standpoint in the first trimester was hard. I don't know if you felt that, but it was like, I don't even feel like this is my body because I felt so tired and filled with extra blood.
Yes. Yes. The blood volume doubling is exhausting and you're breathless. And
yeah,
I didn't get as sick as you. You threw up every single day for your first trimester.
For the most part. Yeah.
But I agree, feeling exhausted and like my body was being used for something else is a new experience in general. And yeah, I can relate to what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that surprised me, and then just like the sheer volume of my breasts growing. I'm like, wow, those are big.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, those do change. Your whole body changes. It's wild. It's a wild ride.
It is. I'm excited for the later half, though, so I don't know exactly what to expect going forward. I was surprised by the Charlie horses. I'd never heard of that until they started recently. But, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to feel like what my organs feel like just pushed up everywhere against my abdominal wall, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that'll be a unique feeling. Mm-hmm. And uncomfort, and to see like their foot through my stomach. I'm excited for that.
Yes. I know that's such an alien experience when the handprint or the foot, or when your partner feels the kick.
It's just like, let me out. Like, what's up?
You know? Body moving independent of your own.
I wonder if you, could teach her a high five though through the belly. That'd be cool.
That's cool.
Kind of sounds like I'm training a dog, but just, you know.
You are really good at training dogs though.
I am, but she's a human being, so we'll see if she wants to give us a high five.
That's right.
Consent. Yeah. So those are probably the big things.
Cool. I have a next question.
Yes.
What has helped during pregnancy?
What has helped? Maternity clothes.
Great.
Just feeling like you fit in your pants is nice. Just realizing that rest is okay and listening to my body, I think. I've been much more cognizant of embodiment, thanks to shout out Dr. Hillary McBride. I'm trying to appreciate what my body is capable of, even though it's changing so much. And there's times where you look at it and you're like, huh. But I'm trying to be very grateful for the gift that my body is giving me. What else has helped? Back massages from my partner. Love those. Those are great. And I have a feeling a pregnancy pillow will help soon.
Oh, yeah. It's about time.
I'm going to need one of those. Having your best friend visit you is actually very helpful because it's lovely. And to see such a great mommy in action, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the compliment.
What did you feel like was like your number one help?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned pregnancy clothes because I felt more equipped for my growing belly knowing that these new pants have an elastic waistband and I'll be able to use these for several months because it is an adjustment, like you said, looking at your body and watching the changes, watching the clothes, your go-to items no longer fit is a little jarring, but so pregnancy clothes were great. And then, yeah, the support of others, kind of hearing other moms talk to each other about experiences and so hence the discussions around motherhood. I hope that it's kind of a village of sorts where we're saving these conversations not just for ourselves but for other mothers out there. And yeah, those have helped.
I feel like one thing you've been strong at is creating community with mothers. And like, I know you've had your mom's group and you've put yourself out there to reach a lot of moms, and then even more so at this book and venture that you're doing, which is really cool. It inspires me because, like, my antisocialness is just like, you should go to a birthing class with other mummies. And I'm like, nah, you're good. But then it's like, I do need to create a village. And I think you have inspired that. And I'm going to try to go to prenatal yoga with other pregnant moms next weekend.
Amazing.
Do a drop-in. See what I feel.
Yes.
But I should try to make friends with people.
I love that. Yeah, thank you for the compliment again. And I think the prenatal yoga was, I mean, it's a huge relief. Talk about back pain and all your ligaments moving and shifting. Mm-hmm. It's a gift for yourself and your baby. I felt like when I would go to prenatal yoga, the baby was just kind of active, like, yes, 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 this feels good. Making space and room and your body's relaxing. Mm-hmm. That way the baby can relax. And then you get to go, at least for my prenatal yoga, we went around the room and just the question was simply, how's everyone feeling this week? And it was so open-ended. And I thought the women's words were just pure gold and wisdom. And like the swirling of excitement in that classroom is cool. I hope you enjoy it. I think you will.
It is cool. It is something to share, I think, in a community. And I guess, yeah, that's something I need to align within the next 20 weeks, I think.
Cool.
So
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. What about being a mother are you most excited for?
That's a hard question.
That's a heavy question.
I think even right now, being a mom to the three boys or bonus mom, it's fun to see them win and grow, which I know like Brad is like, it's like the coolest just to see like your impact on them and the things that like they start to accomplish that they've set out for themselves. So I think supporting this little lady becoming whatever she wants to be and teaching her boundaries and love, and I think a lot of things that in historical generations just from our society like weren't prevalent, but I think make us stronger today. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to breastfeed, and I'm excited to do like skin to skin and to watch her grow and see. Yeah, I'm just excited, I guess, to be a parent and watch them.
Be a witness to their life. I love that.
Yeah, and support them.
I love how you said, too, it's so true when you're watching someone and celebrating their wins or watching the positive impact on someone's life in that way. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
That's very, a very loving answer. Not like you're looking forward to the Christmas photos
or whatever.
No. Something cheesy like that. Yeah, I love that.
I mean, she's going to make, like, a great Halloween costume this year and being Fat Thor, which I think is really funny for if you guys are Avenger fans, Endgame. And Brad's going to be Jane as a hot scientist, so he's going to make a great-looking lady. But, yeah, I would say mostly just watching her grow and enabling somebody to accomplish their dreams on a larger scale than just, like, being a manager. It's like your baby, you know?
Right.
So
we're not mom managers. We're supporters.
We're supporters. Yeah. And I, like, on a superficial level, I am excited for, like, little girl clothes, you know?
Yes.
So I already got, like, some cute ones picked out. And I'm excited for Mommy and Me swim class, too. Like, I want her to be water safe. So, yeah.
We used to teach Mommy and Me swim class.
I know.
Teenagers.
I find it crazy how young we were teaching parents how to swim with their babies. And then also that they gave us 6 children at once to teach.
Stay on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, we were so good at it. We never left our eyes off of them.
No.
It's just, like, you move the kickboard with the other kid and you're looking at the other ones and multitasking like a mofo. But that trip gave us Paris.
It did. We saved up our lifeguarding and swim teaching money and went to Paris as 18-year-olds.
Yeah. What do you love about being a mother to Max and Harper most?
Aw. I'm interviewing you, so you watch it. No, I'm just joking.
It's a conversation.
I'm just joking.
Because they're conversations.
Yeah, that is a hard... It is. There's so many things that I love about it. I love getting to know them. I feel obsessed with them. Mm-hmm. And I've never been a wee bit obsessed about really anything, like even pop culture or like different rock bands. I thought they're nice, but there's no like one that's just, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So I feel obsessed with the kids. Babies, ever since they were babies, I would just sit and stare at them. Mm-hmm. And then watching them grow and watching them learn to read, or, you know, when Max is doing his math and he solves a higher
he's good at
complex problem, he's so proud of himself, and I'm so proud of him. So it's in line with what you said of watching them grow, and I mean, division's not his dream, but pursuing his interests too, which is cool. Like, and also, it's opened me up to, for example, learn more about Pokemon, which I'm not naturally inclined to play with or admire. But since Max is into Pokemon, I in turn want to learn about Pokemon to connect with him. So it's made me more open, and I've enjoyed that aspect of that. And kids are so beautiful. It's such a beautiful gift to be. They've also taught me to be way more present in the present moment, because that's all that they are. They're not thinking about what's next. So it's neat.
Yeah. Their honesty too, and just like they say what they think and feel. They haven't learned to like master not expressing their emotions, which is beautiful, I think. And yeah, just being carefree. I'd like to channel my inner child more as a parent and like dance in the rain and so forth. I think sometimes it's hard to connect to that inner child when you look at like different ages. You don't want to like, you know, channel per se, but I think like continuing to heal that, because I really do want to be present, like you say. And I think also keeping that childlike spirit is important with the children, and remembering that you're not just an adult.
That's true.
You're all the ages of yourself.
Yes.
Like you said.
Yeah, Tracy said that actually, not me. She said, Bonnie, because one time I was taking a photo of a dessert and I posted it on my Instagram just for fun. And I'm like, I'm 35. What am I doing? And Tracy said, you're 12 and 13 and 14. And all the way, all of the years that you've been alive, you are all of those ages, like an accordion. And you can be all of those ages. And that's kind of a beautiful way to think of it.
Yeah. We got to remember to like bring that accordion all the way back in to like little kid level. right?
Yeah, because sometimes, honestly, it is hard for me to play.
Yeah.
With them to get down on the ground and play dinosaur Legos or Barbies in the store or whatever, but it's not a skill, but I need to open up that accordion and just be that six-year-old self again.
Yeah, and, like, just not care if you spill shit everywhere.
Oh, for sure.
You know, just, like, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one time I was cooking with one of the boys, and in the beginning, because he loves to cook and we cook a lot, in the beginning, like, my OCD of, like, the flour going everywhere. Like, I've gotten way better. I'm just like, it is what it is. This is an experience, and there's just going to be shit everywhere, you know? And that's fine. And, like, one time he was helping with the potatoes and putting salt on them, but then he was moving the wrong one, so the entire salt came out everywhere. And just like, he's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's fine. That's cooking. You learn which way to turn it for next time.
That's right.
So you just have to grow and be a kid that doesn't care that there's flour everywhere. Because I love, like, clean things.
Well,
now.
Yeah.
So the dog has helped with that transition, I think, because there's mud everywhere and, you know, vomit and puke. And I think a baby puke and poop is going to be better than dog poop and vomit.
Agreed. It is better.
Yeah.
In my experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are such a natural teacher for the boys, too. And you're also a great cook, so.
We've made some great things together. So he's proud of some of his creations. I think he wants to make witch hat cookies for a Harry Potter party coming up.
Amazing. Can
yeah.
we see those?
Yeah.
Creativity.
Yes.
I love it. Good.
I'm projecting now to make sure that the microphone's reaching us.
Oh, good. Yes. Yes. Test.
Keep going.
Okay. Final question. What would you tell your younger self?
I guess that's a broad question. So what do you mean?
As it relates to this chapter in your life, perhaps what would you tell your younger self as you were beginning your motherhood journey, or what have you learned up until today, as you stand today, halfway through your pregnancy, as it relates to motherhood? What would you tell your younger self?
That it's a lot. Yeah. I think I joked with you earlier that I would tell myself, like, I'm glad you waited. I just think that I am at this time in my life where I'm super ready to be a mom. And, like, same thing when the boys came into my life. And then I think being pregnant as a geriatric first-time pregnant woman, I feel really good about it because I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be and with the partner I'm supposed to be. That's, like, my soulmate person that I love, and I get to have a baby with him, so that's really amazing. So I would tell myself, like, I'm glad that you had an awesome time in your 20s, and everyone's timeline's different for motherhood, and I think that's okay, and it works for everybody so beautifully in the way it's meant to.
That's true.
And then I would tell my younger self that you are fertile. Don't worry about it. Things are working out for you.
Hey,
yeah.
I love that.
Because I think we worry about that sometimes because we try so hard not to get pregnant for so long.
Yes.
And you don't know what's going to happen. But
it's true.
There are still some eggs up in there.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's great.
Doing
that's a great
thing
to tell your younger self.
Yes. And just to have fun, girl.
You know? Thank you. That's true. Those are good pieces of advice.
What would you tell pre-mommy Bonnie?
I think my timeline was also pretty great, where I had done so much growth to lead me to be able to handle all that it is, because it is the biggest responsibility I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And it stretched me to my limits in such a way that it led to unprecedented growth, personal growth, but also interconnectedness and social growth as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm less judgmental. I'm less, everything needs to fit in a box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just more open to new experiences and open to how the day unfolds, and that you can handle it. That if you give it your all, that's really all that you can give it. And that, because when the kids came, you know, I had postpartum depression, and I would say these kids deserve a better mother. And I wish I had told myself leading into it, like, you might have negative thoughts. Those are lies. Chase those away immediately. Don't let them ruin a day. Because I ruined a few days like that, where I would just kind of downward spiral, which I worked so hard on to stop doing before having kids. But sometimes your old habits come, like, sneaking back in when you're at a lower point.
Because those hormones are...
Yeah. And I think also I asked for help a little later than maybe I should have. I wish I had kind of, like, raised my hand and asked for help a little bit earlier in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
But I would tell my younger self, all these things.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
I think the unprecedented growth in Bonnie has been incredible to watch, just like over the last several years, like you coming into you as this, you're like a new woman in a lot of ways, I feel like. And I think motherhood's a part of it, but then you're also just growing and your focus on happiness and joy intrinsically, I feel like, has been something so beautiful to see. And I just love showering Bonnie with love.
You can come on anytime.
I think it'd be interesting to ask me these questions when the baby's like 6 months old. Because I think my experience, like I'm still, you know, early.
It's beautiful.
Where I think I feel some kicks through my uterus, maybe. But I think, yeah, it'd be interesting to see like how I feel afterwards and what I'm shocked by, which maybe will be the chapped nipples or the amount of blood that's going to go in diapers after. Like, no one talks about that. And yet, there's a lot of blood.
You bleed for 6 weeks after.
Yeah. And I mean, that's crazy. And yet, like, they expect women to go back to work. And it's just like, your body is literally wrecked.
It's wrecked.
Yeah. I got to watch Bonnie give birth. I do want to put that out there. I got to watch one of her children come into the world. And I think my face was like this, like, whoa, it was crazy and so cool to be a part of. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to watch Harper be borned.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for coming to watch her. Everyone took bets on who, what time she was going to be born, and you were the closest. Congratulations.
I could feel her, you know?
You're a winner.
She was so beautiful. And I met Max when he was in the hospital.
A day old.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he was so tiny.
And you cried. And you never cry.
I think I did tear up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I do cry more now. Like, I was watching a movie once where I was like, I don't know if I'm crying, but I'm crying. Being around people with emotions has been good for me.
Right, right.
Yeah. It'll be interesting because I think Aquariuses are somewhat a little bit, like, disconnected sometimes from feelings historically. And so this little Aquarius might be too. We're just both going to be like, yeah, good for your feelings. Dad, why are you crying?
Well, it's nice that your partner is really connected to his emotions too.
Yeah.
But you spoke about my growth. Thank you. I've also watched you through the years grow into this amazing, incredible woman that you are today.
Thank you.
It's been nice. It's nice to have a witness to your life, but also mm-hmm. it's been a pleasure witnessing your life because I just watched you just keep on swimming.
You're
like a loving, amazing, brilliant woman. So
it's crazy because life is really hard. And I think there's a lot of things that have happened in both of our lives that were like really dark chapters, I would say. And yet, to make it through that dark chapter and to witness your best friend making through it a dark chapter, I think is really great because you could feel their pain when they're in it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in good spots.
Yeah. We're in good parts of life. You got to ride the joy wave when you have a joy wave.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for discussing your pregnancy today.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Check back in. And thanks for having me. I'm so proud of you putting this together and your book to be published. Books by Bonnie Lippincott. Go buy a copy today. I'll have her sign them for you. So
thank you.
Just give me a shout and I'll make it happen.
Thank you today.
I can't promise anything though. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. The book Entry Level Mom will be available December 2023. Details will be listed at the website booksbybonnielippincott.com. All one word. If you want to follow along, my Instagram is booksbybonnielippincott, separated by underscores. TikTok is entrylevelmom, and email is booksbybonnielippincott@gmail.com. Have a great day, and please remember to be kind to yourself.